Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Hello, I'm Annie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast, and welcome, a massive welcome to Reggie and Polly!
Yes, Scummy Mummies.
Scummy Mummies, that's it. Can you do our jingles?
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
And we are so excited because Reggie and Bolly, we are genuinely massive fans. I swear to God, I voted for you every week.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I love that you're clapping me for voting. That's just spent money on you.
That means a lot to us, you know, for you to say, I'm going to spend my money on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, we really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. You actually owe me £19.80. I'm ready. And that's why I'm here. No, it's not for an interview.
Take your money.
Yeah. That's right.
Now we are, of course, we're at Camp Festival. You've just come off the main stage. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, the energy here is crazy. And we loved it. Right from the beginning of our set to the end, everyone was just up on their feet and they were doing the dance and we loved it.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah. Now, I have to be honest with you and say, genuinely, you were the act I was most excited about seeing this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And we weren't able to see you because we were on doing our show at the same time.
I know. We cried and cried.
Your private show then.
Come on.
For £19. Yeah. It's paid off, Ellie.
Yeah. Now, so we went at your show, but I don't, you know, it's not a competition, guys, okay? But let's just say at our show, there was upwards of 20 people.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is great.
How many people were at your show, Reggie and Billy?
Thousands.
They're show-offs,
aren't they? Yeah, but I mean, 20 people, that is like...
It's a start. We are planning on going our next factor, I think, after that
amazing performance.
That's what people keep saying.
Yeah, that's it. Now, what inspired you to go on X Factor in the first place? Why did you do it?
Yeah, I mean, we did X Factor because we were at a point in our lives where we really wanted to leave our dreams. We wanted to do the jobs that... we felt like this is what we can wake up every morning and say, yes, we will do this whether we get paid or not. And X Factor was offering that platform and we're like, you know what, let's go there and try it. If they like us, fine. If they don't like us, we'll be on TV and get four no's and life still continues.
Yeah.
And we are glad it worked out this way.
Yeah. Honestly. Did you expect it to go this far?
No. Yeah. When we were going, I mean, the funny thing was we had been on Britain's Got Talent.
Right.
And poor Bolly's wife, she had to stay in some really bad bed and breakfast. So when we're going for this one, we actually didn't tell her. We're like, don't worry, like we're just going to do some, you know. But we didn't expect it to go well. We didn't.
But
so grateful.
And did you? I know you. You were runners up, but be honest, were you? Was that? Because sometimes the runners up do better, don't they?
We for us, like the thing is, we like all the contestants on the show, and Louisa, like we take her like our younger sister. We are so cool with her mom and dad and everything. And it got to a point that the finals, we actually had to be prompted, like, boys, yeah, we know you're happy to be at the final, but can you show more emotion? You want to win? Because to be the last two out of thousands, you know, out of thousands, we were like,
we were just happy for whatever is happening to us on the show, and there was no need for us to come and be like, oh man, why is this not? We were just happy where we were and wanted to work hard still, but the thing is, he got to a point where, guys, can you show emotions?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, think of something sad. Here. We'll squirt some lemon juice in your eyes. Come on, come on.
And how many times did they have to say journey? Like, did you get sick of the word journey? Did you go on a journey?
What's a journey?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, journey, man.
Journey, like, that was the time that I used the word journey, like, but actually, you realise it is actually a journey.
It is a journey.
Yeah. Because you walk in there, nobody knows you. You do your first audition and people are like, wow, we love you. And then the judges, you have to meet them again at sixth chair or boot camp, and that is where you feel it the most, because like one no to you and that's the end of the road.
Yeah.
And like we had to endure all of that, so it was a really long journey.
A long journey of people saying it was a long journey.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Exactly.
Now, of course, you've got families. Of course, how old are your children? Can I ask?
I've got an 11-month-old daughter and a 6-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah. So you're in the trenches.
Yeah, and I've got 8 years, 5 and a half, I'll say, and my 1.5-year-old daughter. And like, it's so nice. Like every time when I'm dropping them off at school and like just picking them, and they are so happy. I'm like, wow, life is so unpredictable. Mm. 1 minute you feel like you are out of this race of life, and the next second, someone's decision just brings you back in, and you just have to be grateful and keep working on.
So you still do the school run? I thought you'd have minions for that.
Because for us, like, you know, because we're always traveling, doing shows and everything. So when we are home, like, we want to make sure they don't feel the difference, you know. So, like, I still do the bin and everything. My missus, like, the bin is
out. You take the bins out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, one funny thing that happened was, like, one time I was late. I was actually sleeping, and my missus, like, can you take the bin out now? She's like, the bin car or whatever truck is here. So I had to rush out. Now, I gave it to the bin man. He's like, oh, you are an X Factor. I'm like,
That's happened. Like, my missus will tell me, oh, do you know today is the blue one? I was like, what do you mean by that? It's the blue one, the blue bin. That's the one going out today.
I love that you're keeping it real and taking the bins out, because frankly, that's more than my husband's doing. I'm going to say, Reggie and Polly can take the bloody bin out. You can do it, sunshine. You get on with it. You get on. Now, as scummy mummies, we are scummy, right? That's our shtick. Are you scabby daddies? Have you been known to give them fish fingers 3 nights in a row? That kind of thing.
Oh my days! Well, no, he cooks a lot.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like what mummy does, I just try to play around with it, you know. So like, it's because I'm not that good at cooking.
That's
so
not your department. You take the bins out. That takes up your whole day.
I can cook the rice in the rice cooker.
I can do that. I love a rice cooker.
Balance the salt, everything. That's it. But tell me to do some stew and
useless. What sort of stuff do you like to cook then?
It depends on what I want to eat. Like, you know, if I want to do some grilling or I want to
fish fingers.
It depends on
chips.
Let's have some chips and, you know, chicken, or let's have some rice and some hot curry and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it depends. So anything that comes up, I just make sure.
I'm seeing a cookbook coming out. I'm seeing a show.
He cooks really good. Yeah. Like, there have been times where, like, we go to his house and, like, his missus will be like, oh, yeah, I'm taking care of the little baby now, but Bully will be seeing to the food. And you get there and, like, are you sure your missus didn't cook this? Like,
I can see it now. You've got Bolly's Guide to Cooking.
When I cook, you will know, Reggie.
Yes. You've got to get your book
is Reggie's How to Take the Bins Out. That's a 6-part Channel 4 series right there. It's going to be amazing. Do you want me to be your new agent?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's very nice. He's not coming up with ideas like this.
We've got vision, Ellie.
Now, speaking of vision, what's next for Reggie and Bolly? What's your big ambition? Like, if you could do anything, what would it be? Vegas for us. Would you like to do Vegas?
Oh, my days, we would like to do Vegas. But the main thing is we just want to get so big and be known, like, worldwide and use our influence to just impact society positively. You know? Yeah. So if we can get so rich and give out to charities and, you know, do things, like, just be as exemplary as possible, you know. That's what we want to do.
God, that's like a really noble aim.
What about gold-plated car?
Yeah, gold plate like car, that? Helicopter. How about this? Pay someone else to take the bins out. Be that rich. You've got a man who just comes and does it for you. You know, that's the dream.
Jamie Oliver to cook your food.
Yeah.
I would still like to do those things, you know, because one thing, like I say, like whenever we go for dinner with Cheryl, our mentor, like,
oh, look at him.
We sit down and we're like, we can't actually believe you do these normal things, you know, because like, she's like, yeah, I'm human.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I, you know? And that is something we would like to also keep as part of us. Like, whatever success we chalk, we still need to be real and nice.
Yeah. You still got to be home and wash the dishes. Like, man, Mrs., you're tired, man. I've got to take care of the dishes. Let me do that for you.
Yeah. Oh, no. They are charming, aren't they? They are.
It's all lies. It's all lies.
Yeah, we are screaming that's all lies.
There's wives in the room.
Can I just check you She's not. She's saying, she has to.
The check's in the mail.
Yeah. So where does Cheryl take you for dinner? Do you go for Nando's or Strada? Something a bit more posh, like that.
Well, it's a posh place, like it's with chicken and stuff.
Well,
like,
KFC, nice.
It's called Chicken Shop.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
right,
really
yeah.
posh.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
food
yeah.
there.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So is she? Are you still working with her then? You still?
She's always checking on the songs we're working on, telling us, oh, I think you can change this, you can do that, do this, do that, that. She's been so supportive.
Yeah.
Mental for life.
Absolutely. Because I am a huge Cheryl fan as well. I always say she is a beautiful angel sent here to serve us, and that's lovely.
And to help us.
Yeah. Specifically you, I now realise. Yeah. But no, think about it, she's done bugger all for me. Now, no, but she's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like going back to your kids, what would you say if your kids came to you and said, you know, we really want to go on X Factor? Would you support that?
Oh, do you know the funny thing? My two boys, last week, they're like, Daddy, we've seen The Voice Kids version. Yeah. We want to go on it. And I was like, are you boys sure you want to go on it? Like, yeah. I was like, okay, let me see you rehearsing more in the house then. We can say, if they want to do that, why not? I mean,
exactly.
Last week I was asking them, what do you want to do when you grow up? They're like, the two of them. Oh, I'd like to be a singer, but I want to be a footballer. I was like, no, you need to be specific. What do you want to do? Want to be a footballer? Cool, go ahead. So whatever they want to do, we will support.
Yeah,
them.
It's really nice. Like these days, when I get dressed and I'm going out for gigs. Last time I left home, and then the little boy was telling mommy that I want to be like daddy. I want to go out sing to people and make them happy. I was like, yeah, that's good. If he starts seeing it like that and he wants to do it, why not give him the support? Do you know what I mean? Because if he has passion for it, I mean,
we
just give the support and then they'll follow their dream.
Sure. But do you not worry about rejection? Because you guys obviously did really well and it really worked out for you. But, you know, a lot of people don't make it on X Factor. So do you not worry about kind of what they...
See, the thing is, rejection, like every time you hear no, all you have to hear in your mind is, oh, maybe, you know, not just the no, but maybe. Because before we got on the X Factor and got the love we received from the British public, there was so much rejection on our way, you know, and even like before we made it to the live shows, we had to endure so much, but it was all about keeping our minds on the prize and, you know, like wanting to do something for our family. So rejection is one thing we will school them, like the more you are rejected, know there are bigger things coming your way. You know, because if you don't get rejection, then you won't go anywhere, because then everybody agrees with you.
In the journey of life, you fall down, you rise up, you keep running till you get to your destination.
Oh, I'm going to do a little cry. Very inspirational. You really are.
A very wonderful way to end.
Yes. And it's been lovely to meet another double act. Do you enjoy being a double act, or do you find it's a very creatively confining and emotionally difficult, torturous experience?
We love everything that comes with being a double act. Like sometimes when I'm tired, I'm like, bully man, you know, you need to sort this one out. And it helps, you know. There are times generally just doing our set list, I'm like, bully, like today, like, man,
You take this one.
It's just nice, yeah. Doing it like
that. Like, you don't even have the energy to go, hey! You're just like,
yeah. You're on stage, you know, like, when I'm tired, I look at him and he's going in. Like,
I know that feeling. Well, listen, thank you so much. You've been amazing guests on the podcast. Thank you very much. Reggie and Bolly!
Yay!
Oh, amazing!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.